Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
My brother Marcus was already dead before I came to Odessa. He was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer just 6 months ago, making him a walking corpse. When he got the news, it changed him. He started to do crazier and crazier things just to get the thrill. His latest idea of living on the edge was urban exploitation, and that brought him all the way to the edge of the Eastern world. The news of his whereabouts came to me via an email from a small business just outside the main downtown shopping area, Ozuzen Tours. Written entirely in Russian, the short message told me only that I could come and retrieve his body if I so wished. But when I met the owner, he told me that it wouldn't be a simple matter. "Your brother was a brave man. He wanted to walk the path of hell itself," he said, shaking his head sadly. As I soon discovered, Market had chosen to go explore the underground tunnels of Odessa, and did so without a guide. He insisted, claiming that he was trying to capture a glimpse of the chaos that this place offers, the manager explained. He felt so guilty that he insisted I should take the money Marcus had paid him.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
After the fourth day and he didn't return, I felt that only choice would be to call his next of kin. It is not the first time this has happened. The labyrinth entices many foolhardy people into its maw. I often warn them that the place is not to be disturbed and insist that I accompany them, but they do not listen, he admitted, shaking his head sadly. I gave him an inscrutable smirk, thinking that this was part of the scam he ran. Offering an unsupervised tour into the heart of the Ukrainian city, and he would turn a blind eye for just a few extra dollars. Had Marcus not been American or had wealthy contacts, I doubted he would have called me at all. How often, I wondered, did he simply send aspiring young men and women to their death, all for the allure of uncovering hidden secrets beneath the earth? I'm not leaving until I collect his corpse, I told him. Then he gave me the same warning. I was sure he could recite verbatim. The tunnels are expansive. Some say there are over 1,000 access points across the city. It is a city under the city, an entire network of caves, tunnels, and complete darkness. And how much of this place do you know? The city laws allow me only to navigate the first level. Perhaps only 5% of the tunnels that weave their way throughout Odessa, he admitted. I was sure that he expected I would simply take the money and leave, but Marcus deserved better. So instead I asked him to take me to the point of no return. It wasn't long before there was little to see in front of us, save for the dim lighting of the headgear he gave me. "Why would anyone want to come here?" I whispered as we descended. The caves were claustrophobic already, and we were hardly 100 feet below the surface, I thought as we turned a corner and the space became even more confined. With each step, the outside world forgotten, and a new nightmare born. "There is a lot of history here. During the wars, some soldiers were here for 6 months. Can you even imagine being locked away with no light or sense of time for that long? The maze can play tricks on your mind," the guide told me, his voice echoing as I saw some of the weird and disturbing graffiti on the walls. Pictures of devils and mutilated bodies hastily scrawled by pranksters and other logs made by half-sane men that likely used what little tools they had to etch out a living day by day. To go down here in the midst of nothingness took a certain amount of bravery and stupidity, I knew. "This is as far as I can go," the guide told me as we reached another flight of stairs. I couldn't even see the first step below my feet. The darkness was so incapacitating. "Well, you're going to have to break the rules today. I'm not going to wind up another corpse for you to scare your guests about," I told him, grabbing his arm and pushing him down. "Now hold on just a minute. Let's be reasonable men about this. Weren't you listening to a thing I just said? This place is impossible to search every nook and cranny. Some say that only 8% of the tunnels have even been registered. It would doom us both to go any further," he said nervously. I revealed the pistol from my coat and motioned him to start the descent. "I will only use this if you try to run," I told him. Marcus deserved a better final resting place, I told myself as we went to the next level. Slowly, we began to search the catacombs. Neither of us spoke as we surveyed the hollow tunnels. It was easy to see why anyone would believe this place was haunted. Not even rats were scurrying across the floor. This is a bad idea. We will soon lose track of which way we came, the guide warned. Hold this, I told him as I took my jacket off. I had come prepared for this with a few torches that were small enough to stash in my pockets, so I laid one down next to the last corner as we crouched down and entered what looked like a military bunker. Scrawling digits covered the walls, a tapestry of sanity being broken as these men struggled to find a reason to keep going. My headlight caught a glimpse of something in the far corner, and I found myself a bit disturbed by it. It looked like a full-size model of one of the soldiers, dressed in protective gear for the long months in the hazardous tunnels, gas mask and all. I thought you said you didn't bring people down here, I told the guy showing him the doll. How do you explain this? He mumbled an apology in Russian and said, There are things about this place I can't understand, sir. We truly should not be here. Your brother is dead. Please, just accept that, he told me. But I wasn't satisfied and had to keep going deeper. He was hiding something. The tunnels were holding back some vital truth, and it would just take another few levels for me to find it. He became quiet as we reached the next level, the oxygen apparently thinner here as we carefully searched the corridors. I was down to my last torch already. From here on out, only my senses would be able to guide me. I decided to keep my hand to the wall, mentally counting my steps as I kept the guide within an arm's length, and my weapon raised in case he decided to give me the slip.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After a few minutes of walking in the pitch black, he tried again to convince me to return back. We could be going in circles. There is no way to tell. May I recommend that we get an entire crew here first thing in the morning? Many men can make light work of this labyrinth, he told me. His voice was cracking. He was terrified to go further. I waved the gun for him to move on, convinced that meant the truth was close. But I dared not keep my eyes away from him as we rounded another corner. There was a torch that I had laid down and was just about to go out and I ran to it, trying desperately to keep the light going. There isn't much air down here, so it shouldn't surprise you. You're in a hellscape. Just turn back, please. Clearly, we can't expect to find your brother, the guide pleaded. The torch was definitely an indication we were going in circles, but I didn't want to be deterred because of a simple loss of direction. If the roles were reversed, I knew Marcus would do anything to find me. You sound so convinced that he is dead. But you don't know my brother like I do. He might just be lost, but I won't accept he is gone until I see the corpse myself, I said. It was a lie, but it was enough to get the guide to be quiet for now as we pushed through the next corridor. I wanted to try to retrace my steps and find a different path. But every one that I had come across seemed to lead to a whole new set of winding tunnels. It seemed pointless to talk now as we rounded corner after corner, lost in the dark that couldn't be escaped. Then we came to a bunker again, and I sat on one of the cots, feeling dizzy and a bit lightheaded. The guide was going completely pale, and at first, I didn't understand why. Then I turned toward the corner, where the life-size model of the soldier with the gas mask had been sitting, and realized it was missing. What the hell? I whispered, shining a light toward the next corridor. Then I saw something move in the dark, a silhouette on the edge of my vision. It was the soldier, standing there, in front of me maybe only 10 meters away. The reflective surface of his gas mask showing me that he was moving toward me at an alarming pace. I froze, my brain trying to catch up with my body as I realized this was a living person coming towards me. Immediately I shouted to the guide to move, but it was too late. A soldier was on him in less than a few seconds, strangling him to the ground as I backed away. My only thought was to run. I didn't know where I could go, but I stumbled amid the tunnels and tried to think quickly of which way was the path out of this darkness. Behind me, I kept hearing the guide scream. Then, the tunnels went silent, and I realized I had hit a dead end. And it also meant that my guide was likely dead. I still had the gun in the dark, and I could hear the soldier moving around trying to find me. but it was impossible to see a thing. I hugged the wall again, realizing that if I couldn't see my attacker, that meant they also couldn't see me. I stayed completely still, listening to the darkness, thinking I was waiting to die. I could hear nothing at first, and then, breathing from within their mask, they were right in front of me. Could they sense me? I wasn't sure. I kept still for a moment until I actually felt their body against me. I reacted on instinct and pushed them down, running back the way I had come to the bunker. The guide was dead on the ground, his eyes bludged out and his tongue cut off to stop the sound of his screaming. I grabbed his phone and used it as an extra source of light to find my way toward the next corridor. It was another dead end. My mind was panicking. No wonder so many came down here to end it all. There wasn't an exit. Turning back, I saw the soldier standing at the end of the corridor, just gazing at me, perhaps trying to decide if I was worth dealing with. There seemed to be an air of familiarity to the way he stood. And then, it hit me. "You came here not to die, but to hide," I told him. The soldier took a step forward. "Well then, you've got your wish. Let me go. Let me go out of here alive, and I won't tell anyone," I said. Another step, and they were showing their weapon of choice, a curved, serrated blade. "And no one has to know. As far as the world is concerned, you are dead. It can stay that way, and you can just keep doing whatever it is you're doing down here. I can make up a story. Tell them that there was a cave-in or something," I begged. "Or just that you got mugged. It doesn't have to be this way." He was standing only a few meters away now, the blade probably inches from stabbing into my chest. "I know you've got nothing to lose. But please, I still have a family. I still want to keep going," I sobbed. The soldier held up a finger to his mask. Then, he took a step aside and gestured for me to leave. I hesitated for a second, trying to understand what might be going through his head. Why had he chosen any of this? But I didn't dare question the chance to escape. I left him there in the darkness, stumbling to find an escape. It felt like hours before I could really even get a sense of location. We only saw each other once more when I heard the sound of bones breaking and realizing he was feasting on the guide's carcass. His back turned to me as he hunched over the corpse like a wild animal.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't even know if he recognized that I was watching. Instead, I left those tunnels behind and spent the next 10 hours trying to find a way out, my breathing ragged and heavy, my body sore and hardly able to move. Eventually, I did make an exit, managing to crawl through a drainage pipe to a southern part of Odessa. I smelled rank and likely looked like I hadn't slept for days, but at least I was free with my life. I traveled back to the States the next day and did exactly what I told him I would do. The beneficiaries accepted my story and read Marcus's will a week later. Standing there, listening to them divide what money he had left like it was lots was sickening, and some part of me understood his need to escape society, to hide in the unknown and never been seen again. I tell myself he's gone now, that no sane person could live that long in those conditions under the city. But sometimes, I have to go back there, walking the streets of Odessa and I hear the screams and I know. My brother is still below.
I've been under a lot of stress lately from work, and my boyfriend has noticed, so he decided to surprise me with a gift basket which included a chance to go to try out a newly opened spa. It was a ticket for two, but he said he didn't want to go, so I called up one of my friends, Mel, and asked if she wanted to join me that Friday. "Manicure and sauna? For free? Sign me up," she said excitedly. I pulled up the spa's website to confirm our reservations and then hugged my boyfriend so tight I was sure that his arms would pop off. Once everything was set up, the rest of that week flew by and it was finally Friday. Mel picked me up around 10 and we found the place in less than 20 minutes. As soon as we got in the parking lot, I got a funny feeling we were in the wrong place. "There are no other cars here," I said as I looked around. The building didn't look like the website, but the address matched. "Maybe they're still designing everything," Mel suggested as she shut the car off and grabbed her purse. I didn't know for sure what to make of the empty space, but followed her indoors. There was only one employee at the front desk, an older woman that looked like she was one day away from death's door. She leaned against the cane and adjusted her glasses as she opened up the registration book, asking what time her reservation was for. 11, Mel said as I showed her the certificate that gave us a free spa day. The woman seemed surprised by the coupon and took it from us, examining it as best as she could.
Are you sure about this? The woman asked, her voice cracking as she struggled to stand upright.
It's free, yeah? She typed in the certificate information and then told us to sit and wait. A short while later, two younger women arrived in scarlet kimonos and guided us toward the first room. I was pleased to see that the stone sanctum they used for their rock massage was a lot better looking than the other parts of the facility. Maybe Mel was right and they focused their money here, I thought. As we got to the first stage of the spa, an employee told us to place all of our belongings into a locker room nearby and they would provide us with robes to wear during our stay.
Now this is more like it, Mel exclaimed, laughing as she ran to the closest changing room.
I sent a quick snapshot to my boyfriend to tell him we made it here.
You can't do that, ma'am, the employee told me, extending their hand to take the phone from me.
Confused, I realized I hadn't read through their policies and apologized as I deleted the photo. Maybe that was to keep other people's privacy, but Mel and I were the only ones there. I gave up my cell phone and went to the other changing room, undressing and getting comfortable in robe. The employees then guided us to lay down on the tables and told us our massage therapist would arrive shortly. I've been waiting for this, Mel hummed. She relaxed on the table and closed her eyes and I did the same. The room was quiet for a few minutes and I nearly fell asleep. Then I heard a noise from the nearby door and opened my eyes just barely to see two petite women enter wearing face masks and scarlet kimonos. Lay back and relax, they ordered as I turned my head. It was the first time I noticed there were cameras in the corners of the room. That struck me as odd, and despite the fact that they were very soothing with their hands, I didn't like the idea of anyone else in the spa watching me.
What are those cameras for? I asked as I lay back down.
Just for your own privacy, ma'am, and our own legal protection, one therapist told me. I heard Mel snicker. Don't worry, Brittany, they aren't looking at us, she said. I tried to remain calm and enjoy the massage, but I kept thinking I could feel the camera watching me. Once the massage ended, it was time for the sauna. The older woman came in and whispered something to the younger woman, and they then told us we would be going to separate rooms for the treatment.
Guess I'll see you on the other side, Mel said.
I couldn't help but to wonder why, since it didn't seem like anyone else was here, but I decided to not press the issue. Once in the sauna, I let the heat hit me and relaxed fully. Closing my eyes, I told myself all of my worries were for nothing. When I woke, another petite lady informed me it was time for the mani-pedi, the final step of the process, and I groggily followed her to the next room. As I settled in, I kept checking the door to see when Mel would join me, but she never did.
Did my friend already finish? I asked the lady as they started on my toes.
Excuse me, miss? My friend, she went to the other sauna over there, I said, pointing toward the door on the right. The lady seemed confused about what I was saying and didn't respond, focusing on finishing my toes. When I was done, Mel still hadn't showed up, and I thought maybe she was waiting at the front lobby. But she wasn't there either.
Is everything all right? The older woman asked as I approached the counter.
I'm just waiting for my friend, I explained. This time, the older woman was the one to look perplexed.
Your friend?
Ma'am, you came alone, she told me. I stared at her for a long moment, realizing she was dead serious and chuckled back.
No, I didn't. You might have me confused with another client. I came with a blonde woman. Her name is Mel, I told her.
The woman paused and checked her computer.
I'm sorry, I only have you registered, she told me.
Well, that isn't right. Check your security feed. We were here together, I said.
Ma'am, I can't pull the camera simply because you claim that you came with a friend. Our records show there is no one else here, she said defiantly.
I sighed in frustration and pointed toward the locker.
Her stuff is over there in that locker. What the heck are you people trying to pull? Is this like punked or something? I asked angrily.
There's no need to raise your voice. I'm afraid that you must be confused, and I'm not about to have you disturbing my facility with that attitude, the older woman replied. I glared at her and stormed out to the parking lot, trying to figure out what to do. Mel's car was no longer parked outside. Realizing that made me suddenly wonder if that bad feeling I had earlier was right. Something was off here. I called my boyfriend and asked him what I should do. His response was succinct. Call the cops.
If there's camera footage, they can pull it, he said. I did just that and they arrived in 15 minutes. They took my statement first and then walked inside to the spa to request the footage. At the first, I could tell the older woman was reluctant to comply, but eventually, she led us to the security room near the east side of the building. Why do you keep footage of your clients anyway? An officer asked. I was glad to see it wasn't just odd to me. Security, sir. You wouldn't believe how often people come here and claim a masseuse touched them inappropriately, or some client claims their items were stolen, the woman said as she gave me a cold stare. The officer accepted that reasoning, and we watched as the footage for the day played. It was grainy and choppy, but I saw one person laying on a massage table face down in the room. There was no sign of another client. The older woman fast-forwarded, and when the footage ended, the police seemed satisfied, but I was mortified. You can't even tell if that's me in the picture. They could have doctored this, I shouted. Ma'am, there are no other cameras in the building, and no evidence suggests your friend was ever here. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but I think we're done here, the first officer decided, and then apologized to the spa owner as we were led back to the front lobby.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I immediately felt a knot in the pit of my stomach as we were walking toward the end of the hall. Can I use the restroom? I asked. The woman nodded absently, and I ducked inside to calm myself down and think. There were only a few other doors in that facility. They had to have taken Mel in one of them, I thought. But how was I going to get there? I breathed in and out and finally had a plan. It was a stupid, crazy plan, but at least I had one. I waited a few more minutes and stepped back out to the hallway, casually walking to the front as I waited for a therapist to come by. One of them had a badge that I knew opened doors in the spa. As soon as they were next to me, I snatched the badge and ran. Behind me, I heard shouting as I found the closest door and scanned the badge. On the other side, I used a few stray cleaning items to block the door and then looked around. There was a nearby facility blueprint for fire escapes, and I saw on the map there was a location marked Employees Only to my right. I heard what sounded like a smoke alarm going off, and I knew that my time was limited, so I ran to that door and swiped the badge again. On the other side, there were stairs leading to what looked like a loading dock. Except this was for an underground tunnel that had a large 18-wheeler sitting next to it. I snuck towards the truck, trying to figure out what all of this was for when I heard voices and hid behind boxes. The shipment has been paid for. Get it moving tonight. Here's extra for scrubbing the footage. I peeked out and saw a line of women with chains on their hands and feet. All of them were still in their spa robes, including my friend. They were being loaded onto the truck. I ran to the truck once they were loaded, my mind racing. Mel had been sold? What the heck was happening here? I was too terrified to even fathom it. Instead, I climbed to the passenger side of the truck and listened to make sure it was empty. Inside, I found the keys and quickly cranked the engine. I shifted to drive and heard shouts as the driver and spa employee tried to stop me. Instead, I floored it, going down the tunnel. It came out on the highway about 2 miles down the road, and I saw the same cops I had bothered earlier getting ready to merge with traffic. As quick as I could, I drove the truck into the middle of the road and slammed on my brakes to get their attention. Collapsing in exhaustion and fear, I waited as they swarmed the truck and demanded I get out. Inside, there were at least 20 women, all being shipped to God knows where. Thanks to me, the spa was shut down, but who knows how many came there before and never returned. Next time, I told my boyfriend with a nervous, frightened chuckle, just send me to the nail salon.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.